So definitely my favorite food in the whole world, hands down, is pizza. So do you wash on pizza or not? There's a lot of misinformation about it. One slice, two slice, a slice and a half. So what's the halacha? It seems to be it's much clearer than I always thought it was. Unfortunately, it may not be how you want it to end up, but, you know, what's the halacha? Do you have to wash on pizza or not? So there's really very, it's just the Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah just to figure out, very basic. So the halacha is, if you have something called pas haba bekisnin, which is some type of, non-real bread. Now we'll define it in a minute, a better definition of what pas haba bekisnin is. But if you make a bracha, says Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Samach Hezvav, you make a borei minei mizonos, and after it you make an ala mechya. However, if you have enough of a shear, which is considered kviyas suda on it, then you wash. Now, what's considered kviyas suda? For the most part, four beitzim. Now, how you define the four beitzim or not is not so simple. But let's assume that two slices of pizza is considered kviyas suda. Let's assume for argument's sake that one slice is not kviyas suda. Definitely there are poskim who say that the amount of the size of one slice would not be kviyas suda. The question is, do you include the cheese and the sauce in it? But let's leave it for now and say one slice. It's not one and a half already. That's right. I can't eat two slices. I only have, the most I could eat is three halves. And my children already eat two slices. Right? I can't eat that much. So you have one and a half. So that's already a murky area. One and a half is a tough question. But let's assume two slices you need to make kviyas suda. So according to, we're not saying pizza is pas haba bekisnin yet, but according to this Shulchan Aruch, whatever is pas haba bekisnin, if you would have the amount of, let's say, whatever are two slices, you would have to wash. Otherwise, you do not need to wash. Okay, so far so good. And what's the reason? Mishnah Berurah says the reason is the ein derech mnei adam l'kvoa sudas n'aleim, because less than this amount is not considered a derech kviyas of suda. For ak ochlin osam ma'at derech arai, you only eat it, you know, when it's only a little bit amount, a smaller amount. It's not considered a kviyas suda, and therefore you would not wash on whatever is considered pas haba b'kisn. Now, what is pas haba bekisnin? What is considered pas haba bekisnin? So the next Shulchan Aruch, the very next sif, tells you what is pas haba bekisnin. And it has a couple of shitas, and we say all of them are considered pas haba bekisnin, which you would only make a mizonos on. So number one, it says, if you have a kis, like a dough holder, or the dough filled with something, and it's filled with davash, or sugar, of agozim ushked in the tavlin, so it's some type of, you know, mizonos type of a doughy outside filled with something in the inside. This is considered a mizonos. So the second category sounds like pizza. I guess second one is even better. If yesh omrim, some say it's a dough that you mix in with it davash, o shemen, o chalav, o mine tavlin, spices and other stuff in the dough. And you bake it that way. And as long as you do this, it sounds like it's a mizonos. However, Shulchan Aruch adds in a very important caveat.
So, what about sliced bread?
Yeah.
You put
sauce on it, and you make peros, and you bake it. Sounds like perhaps it would fit under this category. Now, the problem is our dough nowadays, for the most part...
He's saying you start off with a slice of bread.
Yeah.
Already baked.
Oh, if it's already baked, that's something else. Different. If it's already baked, then now you're adding it on... Well, there's a lot of questions. I would answer questions. Either it's tricky. I'm going to confuse you even more. One second. If I haven't confused you yet, I plan on confusing you more. So one second. Yeah? Because it's not my problem. The Shulchan Aruch is very confusing. You'll see. Okay, but Shulchan Aruch is a very important rule for Sfaradim, listen carefully. Shulchan Aruch says it has to have that the tam taroves meaperos, the addition to the dough, let's say this meaperos, this fruit juice or something, has to be nikar beisa. It has to be recognizable taste, it has to be able to taste the fruit juice in the dough in order to make it into mizonos. The Ramah for the Ashkenazim say even further. It's not enough that it has to be able to taste that fruit juice or the sauce in the dough. It has to be that the dough tastes, and as a majority of the dough is the fruit juice. In other words, if you mix apple juice into the dough, not only you're able to taste apple juice according to Ashkenazim, but it needs to be that the apple juice is the majority of the dough. However, if it fits this criterion, if you bake pizza, if the dough of the pizza is baked with fruit juice in the dough, which some pizza stores do, and according to Sfardim, you could taste the fruit juice, and according to Ashkenazim, you could taste the fruit juice, and the fruit juice is a majority of the dough, and you're only eating one slice, then maybe it's a mizonos. If you call up Shimon's, call up Shimon's Pizza, and I'm not against the other pizza stores, I just happened to be in Shimon's today, and I asked the guy, do you bake fruit juice in the pizza, or is the dough baked with fruit juice, or is it baked with water? So they bake their dough with water. Most pizza stores, and you'll help me if I'm wrong about this, no, they bake the dough, I think, with water, not with fruit juice. According to that...
I asked Nomi Pizza, he told me my pizza is mezonos.
One of the pizza stores here said that?
Nomi Pizza.
Oh, Nomi's Pizza. Interesting. Okay. So let's see. So according to that, though, you're kind of... So far, it could be that there's a mezonos. If it's baked with fruit juice, you have less than one slice, and you could taste the fruit juice, you could taste it completely, then it is considered mezonos. The problem is that there's another Shulchan Aruch. Now, most people, when they learn the sugya, they don't turn the page two pages. If you don't turn the page of the Shulchan Aruch, then you're going to get the wrong halacha. If you look at Kuf Samaches Yud Zayin, the last sif, it talks about pastida. Now, what is pastida? Pastida, what is it? Pashtida. I heard it's pronounced pastida, but it really should be pastida. But let's see. It's hanefa betanor. It's some type of dough which is baked with bibasar, or bedagim, or begvina. Sounds like pizza, right? Mevarech aleh hamotzi. So what are you bothered by? No, what are you bothered by? How do you fit this one with the other Shulchan Aruch? So here's the answer, and don't forget this forever. This is the answer. The Mishnah Berurah says, you know what the difference is? Is that pashtida is eaten, is a food which fundamentally is a dinner food, or it's a meal food. It's a main dish. It's not a snack. Listen to this lashon. He says the reason is it's not eaten with kinuach. It's not eaten as like an appetizer or as a dessert or a mesika. You're not having nash. It's not a nash. Right, it's a meal. As opposed to this pashtida, it's l'ravon u'chidei l'svoa. You're eating it because you're starved and because you want to be satiated.
So according to what you're saying, if you have a piece of burekas...
So, okay, burekas are a little bit trickier because it may be that it's made differently. How about pizza? Why are you running from me burekas? The title of the year is pizza. What about pizza? It's a pizza. I want to know about pizza. So now all you have, so now is my question. So if you based it on the earlier Shulchan Aruch, then it makes a difference if you have one slice or two slices, because that's a mizonos. If you have a lot of mizonos, then you make hamotzi. If you have a small amount, then you have only mizonos. But according to this, this doesn't make a difference how many slices you have. If something is a meal, if you have just a bite of that meal, you still need a wash. So says the Zos HaBracha, which is one of the authoritative svarim written in the last 20, 30 years on brachos, and he quotes a lot of psukim from B'Yashim and others. He quotes, you know why everyone always says the difference between one slice and two slices? It's based on Rav Moshe. Apparently Rav Moshe Feinstein is quoted as saying that pizza is a snack food. It's a snack food. Or at least 30 years ago when he said this, 40 years ago, pizza is a snack food. If pizza is a snack food, then it banks back what we said at the beginning. It goes back to the earlier rules. If you have one slice, then you don't wash, maybe. Two slices for sure. One and a half is a little bit trickier. But two slices you do wash, one you don't though, maybe. So Rav Moshe Feinstein said, it was quoted as saying that pizza is a snack food, and therefore it goes into the earlier rules. Probably one more second. However, the problem is, everyone disagrees with Rav Moshe. Have you ever heard of pizza store as a snack food? If you go to Google, and you know what, if you put in a restaurant's name, you know how it shows the how many people, the popularity of what time of day, how many people are in that restaurant. So if you Google a pizza store in your neighborhood, you'll see the height of their people in there, the influx of people in their store isn't smack in the middle by lunchtime. Or I think the second highest is supper time. It's not at 11:30. It's not at 3 in the afternoon. It's 1 o'clock and 6 o'clock or 5 o'clock. Pizza is, you know, pizza serves in Beis Yaakov as a lunch, or is a pizza one of the lunchrooms? Yeah, it's one of the main, it's a meal. It's not a snack, it's one of the lunch menu. On Tuesdays and Thursdays or whatever it is, you get pizza lunch. Pizza day is the best day. According to that, whether you have one slice, whether you have two slices, you need a wash. And that's what he brings. He says,
if you make it with orange, like...
Yeah, so even if you make it with fruit juice, it sounds like if it's fundamentally a meal food, it doesn't make a difference. So if Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says it depends in maybe America and in Israel. Israel, they're a little bit poorer, so pizza's a real food. But in America, we're big knackers. Right, is it subject? So is it subjective or is it objective? So it's confusing. It sounds like from this that it's objective. That whatever is, if pizza is fundamentally a food, which is considered, you may eat it as a snack, but it doesn't make a difference. Because if it's a food, or if you have a piece of bread at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you wash. Why? Because bread is bread, and maybe pizza gets the same din. And according to this, the halacha l'maisa seems to be, so you want the Sfarim, Rav Avadi Yosef, the Or Litzion, Rav Or Litzion is Rabban Tzion Abashol, right? So they say both Hamotzi. Well, you know why? Because it's a meal food. And Rav Mordechai Willig, my Rebbe at YU, and Rav Shechter are quoted in an article by Rav Jachter from 10 years ago. Says, yeah, you wash. Rabban Ishchai also, you wash. Because maybe you tell me, so that's the case, because it's a meal food. If it's a meal food, there's no need. So this whole discussion of the one slice, two slice, is really, according to most poskim, incorrect. However, there is this Rav Moshe that you can rely upon, who says, not only is one slice if pizza is a snack, but one slice is not kviya suda, and therefore, according to Rav Moshe, you only have to make a mizonus on this pizza. But according to everyone else, you would have to wash.
That's providing that